Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County GOP meeting on January 22nd to nominate county commissioner candidates. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. The Campbell County Republican Party aims to fill the position left by former Commissioner Colleen Faber. County 17 reported a meeting is scheduled for January 22nd at 5:30 p.m. at the Gillette City Council Chambers to nominate three candidates for consideration by the Board of Campbell County Commissioners. Faber resigned on January 3rd to relocate to Texas for family reasons. As per Wyoming state statute, since the vacated seat belonged to the Republican Party, the party's central committee is mandated to present qualified individuals to the commissioners to occupy the remaining term. The party declared its plan to convene and nominate three potential candidates on Monday. The notice specifies any genuine resident of Campbell County, Wyoming, registered as a Republican, may submit an application to the Campbell County Republican Party Central Committee for potential consideration in filling the vacancy. It also states that individuals eligible and interested in being part of the trio considered for appointment by the Campbell County Board of Commissioners should submit an application. Applicants have the option to include a letter of interest, a resume, or any other relevant information, not exceeding a total of 4 pages as part of their application. Applicants can access the application form from the Campbell County Clerk's Office in downtown Gillette at the Campbell County Courthouse. You can also find the application form on the Campbell County Republican Party website at campbellcountyrepublicans.com. Completed applications are to be submitted by personal delivery to the Campbell County Clerk's Office or via email to Lauren Tryon at lauren.tryon11@gmail.com. The materials must be received by 5 p.m. on Wednesday, January 17th. All applications received will be considered public information and shall be distributed without limitation, according to the notice. Motorists cited for DUI following Thursday's three-vehicle collision. A collision involving three vehicles on I-90 led to its closure for an hour on Thursday night with a 73-year-old man receiving a ticket. Suspicions arose regarding alcohol involvement in the incident. The Wyoming Highway Patrol received reports of the crash near milepost 130, approximately 1 mile east of the Camplex exit, around 8 p.m. Responders from the Campbell County Sheriff's Office, Campbell County Fire Department, and Campbell County EMS also attended the scene. As per the Wyoming Highway Patrol's press release, a 2008 Lincoln Mark LT pickup driven by a 73-year-old man from Osage struck the rear of a 2006 Chevrolet Suburban while traveling east on I-90. The impact caused the Suburban to shift into the westbound lanes of I-90. Subsequently, a westbound semi hit debris from the collision, resulting in damages exceeding $1,000. Following the collision with the Chevy, the Lincoln swerved off the road to the right, colliding with a power pole. This caused power lines to fall onto I-90, blocking both eastbound and westbound lanes for roughly an hour. Emergency services transported the Lincoln's driver to Campbell County Memorial Hospital via ambulance. Upon completion of the crash investigation by state troopers, the driver received citations for DUI and reckless driving. Fortunately, no other injuries were reported from the incident. Later that evening, I-90 remained closed for about an hour to facilitate repairs by the Powder River Energy Corporation on the damaged power lines. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.